This is Type Radio, New York. What day is today? Saturday?
Yes.
19th? 20s?
24th. Or 23rd.
23rd. Okay, we're sort of lost track.
Because I'm speaking tomorrow.
Okay, we're here with Ina Saltz. You're from New York, I suppose?
I am. I've been here most of my life. Originally born in Colorado.
Okay. We'd like to start off the interview with like 30 short get-to-know-you questions.
Okay.
So the first one is, are you religious?
Yes.
Do you drink?
No. Not much.
do you have rituals?
Oh, I think everyone has rituals. And I'm somewhat compulsive, so I probably have more rituals than most people.
And is there something in particular that you
They serve my obsessive compulsive nature. I try to bring order into a chaotic world.
How do you relax?
I really hardly ever relax. I'm always, always busy. I'm overly committed, and I just love being really busy, and it's part of being a New Yorker and part of who I am that I just am constantly fueled by the adrenaline from morning till night.
Who do you trust?
These are very interesting questions. Oh, I'm pretty trusting unless they give me a reason not to be.
So how many people have the key to your house?
Two other people.
So it's three.
Right.
Okay.
And how many legal fonts do you have?
Oh, that's very difficult to estimate. Probably very few.
Well, that's honest. Do you own a gun?
No. But I have two swords from... that my dad brought back when he was a soldier in World War II. I keep those by the front door.
Oh, I keep them over the fireplace. No.
If I had a fireplace, maybe I would keep them over the fireplace.
Do you have a favorite dish?
Favorite dish? Pizza.
Have you cheated?
In what way?
Well, fill it in.
Excuse me?
Fill it in.
Fill it in. Mm. Oh, well, I think we all cheat in little ways all the time, if we're really honest with ourselves. No one it's impossible to live a perfectly honest life.
And have you been ripped off?
Oh, yes. Well, living in New York, of course, I've been burglarized. I've had my wallet lifted. I've had my credit card stolen. It's all part of the joy of New York City.
And have you taken action?
Yes, I have. And she's in prison right now.
Really?
Yes, I had last year on February 4th, do you want the details?
Yeah,
yes, please.
I was having lunch in Isabella's on the Upper West Side with a good friend of mine who's a reporter for the New York Times. And while she was away from the table and I was looking at pictures I had taken on my digital camera, this woman came behind me and took my bag and extracted my cash, my credit cards, and my bank card. And it took a very long time, but the police were fantastic, and I went to a police lineup. It was my own personal little episode of Law and Order. And I had the satisfaction of communicating with the DA and knowing that this person was punished, and she had a prior record and all of that. So,
Do you have a favorite book?
There are so many, but I would say the Elements of Typographic Style by Robert Bringhurst.
And is there a favorite poem of his that you...
I do have a favorite poem that I memorized in childhood. It's when George, who played with a dangerous toy, suffered a catastrophe of considerable dimensions. That's the title. Oh.
That's wow. The title. Well, I thought that was the poem almost.
No, it's a very long poem.
Where are we? Do you have a hero?
Oh, yes, I have many heroes. My father was a true hero in World War II. Hermann Zapf is one of my heroes. Certainly Jonathan Heffler and Tobias Furr Jones, typographically, are my heroes. I have a good friend now who's had a lot of tragedy in her life, and she is very heroic and an inspiration. Since I'm right now in a cast with crutches, I think this is nothing compared to what she has gone through.
I should, like, for the listeners, I should explain, like, Ms. Saltz is wearing a Day-Glow orange cast for her foot, which is, matches her jacket. It's a wonderful fashion accessory.
Yes, but I've been in it for 3 months, and I can't wait to get rid of it.
And so, how did it
happen? It was a... I knew that one day I would need surgery on this foot, and that day arrived when it became very painful. And now, for the rest of my life, I will have to show a little card at airport security because I have a lot of what they call stainless steel instrumentation in my foot.
Terminator foot.
Right, a Terminator foot. Yeah, so look out.
Do you have a favorite snack food?
Pizza.
Okay.
What is your dearest possession?
You know, my dearest possession, and I've thought about this question, because if the house catches on fire and you can only take one or two things, what do you take? I have two stones that were carved by Fudd Benson up in Newport that are gilded. They're Roman caps, and one's very big Roman caps, and one is begin and the other is end. And I kind of have them on my, it's displayed very nicely. Anyway, I would grab those and run if I could only take one thing. Technically, they're two things.
Are you afraid?
Well, who isn't afraid, you know? I mean, we're in orange alert in New York City all the time. You know, we live our lives, but there's fear.
If you had a chance to do or be someone, do something else that you're doing right now, what would it be?
I would do motion graphics. It's just too late in my life to really do that. I'm just too consumed with other things, other tasks, other commitments, but I have a real love for motion graphics.
But, for example, if you consider Ed Rontaler, then maybe it's very early in your life.
Well, that's true. That's true. Maybe there's still time for me.
Type radio.org.